It's the Michael Mara Show.
I want to do bad things with you.
Yeah. Anna Paquin, Golden Globe for True Blood.
Two Golden Globes.
Yeah. Nice cans.
Well, she didn't win two Golden Globes, but the
she
show
has
did, right?
Two Golden Globes.
Oh, she does. That's what you were talking
That's
about.
That's what I was thinking.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is the WJFK inaugural ball. It's coming up Tuesday night,
yeah.
January 20th at 7 o'clock. We're all going to be at the Clarendon Grill in Arlington, Virginia. If you don't want to be in the fray down in Washington, D.C., we invite you cordially to join us. Creative Black Tie is recommended. We would love to see you there. And the ladies, bring it out, baby.
Dazzle us.
Dazzle us. Beth Ann McBride to the studio one last little time because...
this will go well.
I'm not going to talk to you until Tuesday, and I don't want to work her too hard on Tuesday.
Right. You don't want to call from her on Saturday?
No, I don't think so.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Have you gotten any other gown suggestions yet, Beth Ann?
Gown suggestions?
For the WJFK inaugural ball?
No.
No people bringing them? They still can,
no,
you know.
No. But I tried on the four that were dropped off.
Well, bring more.
Which one did you pick?
I didn't pick any of the four that I tried
on. Oh, you haven't
on.
Decided yet?
No.
Beth Ann, do you remember what
it's
they
said? It's just going to be a surprise.
Do you remember what they said at the first Thanksgiving? Share the bounty.
Is he referring to my breasts?
No!
Okay.
He might be.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say, like, there's a native standing at the door that he wants you to quell the uprising in his pants or something.
Chad luck. Dukes has left the studio. He is going to a movie with his woman. Yes.
I never even said goodbye.
He
is
left.
That bad form?
He's very excited to go to the horror movie tonight. Is that what he's going to say?
My
he's going
Bloody
to see a 3D,
Valentine.
3D movie, right?
We're here with our production director, Jason Vesey, also Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. We're having a very good time.
It looks like it.
The best
it
way to see
like
it. The
I
best
disagree.
Way
to, it smells like it.
Best way to see a 3D movie. Is on absinthe.
That's true. It's true.
So we're going to be back on Tuesday's show with continuous inaugural Maybe. Parade route reports.
We're going to try to be sober.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to try. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to have Chris Steirwalt.
Yes.
He will be on the show giving us a real report.
Good guy.
From the inauguration. How many reporters do we have lined up for the show?
We have three.
I thought I thought I got like two more after
we're down.
No, you like hung up on everybody.
I'm so sorry.
We
can entertain other calls from the route.
And we will.
800-636-1067 if you would like to be a parade route reporter. How about the way I said that?
How
huh?
about that? All coherent and stuff.
Irish
should
wristwatch.
Be a lot of fun. Beth Ann will announce her ball gown choice on Tuesday's show.
That'll be fun.
Should be a lot of fun. And a great day in Washington, D.C.
You okay, Oscar?
You okay, Oscar?
I turned off the mic. I apologize.
No, you didn't. Anyway.
I thought I did.
Let's get our last look at news for the week. The man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Here he is.
Thank you, Mike. John Gruden, by the way, is out as head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The team's co-chairman, Joel Glazer, announced the dismissal of Gruden and general manager Bruce Allen. As well.
Hey, Dan Snyder. How about it?
Yeah.
Sure, throw money at that problem.
Bring what Chucky
a, no,
to DC.
I love Gruden.
He's Chucky, right?
What? Yeah. He's Chucky, and he's a great, great coach, and I'd love to see the Redskins.
I took a breathalyzer in the break, and I can still legally drive a car.
Hey, TJ, bring that in here. I'd like to do the same thing.
That thing was bought like at 7-Eleven. I mean, you can't trust that thing.
I wouldn't trust it. Bruce went, the Bucks rather, went 9-7 last season.
Did you wash it after Rob did it?
No, you don't put it on your mouth. You just put it near your mouth.
What do you do? What?
Blow
just
on
blow
it.
On the top
just
of it?
Blow into
like
it.
Like right up. Blow across right, the sensor.
Get close to him, TJ, and sensor. Put your hand on his shoulder.
Now, show me where I blow into this thing.
Isolate that.
What?
The top of it.
It's already registering a 5.3, and it's not close to my mouth.
Just from touching you. It.
Right here?
Yeah, the very top. Like, twist it.
Well, you got to look at the countdown.
Somebody explain where I'm supposed to... Okay. Come here, dumbass. Honest to God. Explain to me where I'm supposed to blow.
Show him where
point
to blow.
At it.
By the way, he's going to show up one day
right
with
here?
A machine gun and take us all out.
Oh, I love the guy. He knows that.
Yeah,
you know I'm a friend of
he's
yours.
He's a real
you know
sweetheart.
I like he can't fake that. Here we go. It shut off.
Oh, you overloaded it.
What should I do here? All right, set it up for me again. I'm going to see what happens.
Where do you buy a shirt like that, DJ? No,
it's
the
final.
Tractor
the
Supply
shirt.
Company.
Plaids are us.
All right, now I just blow up here.
Look at the countdown.
Hold on.
Keep blowing.
He didn't wait for the countdown.
No, he didn't.
It's posted.
What do you mean countdown? What?
When you start it, it'll go 10 to 1, and then you blow.
You kind of blew on it gently, man. Like you
so
were
I hit power and start it?
Yeah.
Blow like you
please,
mean
it. Please, just words. Use words, George Mason.
His name is not George.
I'm trying to figure this out. All right. We're trying to figure the thing out here.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show's Absinthe Edition.
Absinthe. Now I blow?
Yeah, right now.
Is there any more absinthe, by the way?
There is.
Only a bottle.
Can we go till 8?
9.
You can.
I'm sober.
8.
You're very sober.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Great. Good to go.
What a nice toy. Where were we, Buzz?
We were about to give you the news. On a point worth belaboring, there are three layers of heroism to the story of yesterday's jet crash in the Hudson River. First, of course, there's the pilot, 57-year-old Chesley Sullenberger, or Sully as he's known, who couldn't
is it
have...
Chesley?
Chesley, in fact.
What a great name.
It is. Very unusual.
What do you suppose his friends call him? Ches?
No, they call him Sully.
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 Have you been near a newspaper in the last 24 hours?
I don't have a television.
Hey, give me a break.
And television.
He couldn't have been more skilled or professional in his handling of the crisis. He even walked the length of the plane twice after its evacuation just to make sure no one had been left behind. Passenger Fred Beretta certainly thinks so.
Everyone was just waiting to hear what the pilot would say. And a few moments went by and he just said, prepare for impact. And then we went into the water, and I've got to tell you, I've flown in a lot of planes. That was a phenomenal landing on the part of the pilot.
And passenger Tess Sosa was on the Today Show to underscore that.
We're forever grateful for the pilot and for all the wonderful people that helped us. I mean, the men and women that were there to support us. It was really
the
amazing.
The pilot was brilliant.
Buzz was sure I was going to screw those up.
You did a great job, Rob. Very perfect. The passengers were also heroes, staying calm, following written and spoken instructions, and getting the women and children out first. The professional rescue personnel were heroes for their fast and effective work. And the civilians who drive the commuter ferries are heroes, too, for their compassion and their quickness.
Hi, I'm a commuter ferry.
Hello.
How are you?
There we go.
Thank you.
From Set your Jersey. Phasers on stunning.
From Jersey to New York.
Maybe now we'll let them serve in the military. Inauguration weekend is upon us, and despite the grim economy, Americans are upbeat about this Barack Obama fellow. The latest survey from USA Today and Gallup shows great confidence in Obama's ability to address that economy and a host of other issues. The survey shows great hopes about health care.
You're doing a good job, Bob.
Really, really. Holding on with both hands.
Yes. Alternative energy and getting us out of Iraq. Shoring up our schools, roads, and bridges. Those are high on the list.
Sure.
The poll shows that most of us think he'll deliver on all his promises, even though a couple have already been broken.
I'm 85.
Yes.
More on that shortly.
I want a tape of this.
Okay.
I want to hear Buzz doing this because I admire his professionalism.
When we play it, should we aim it towards the stone or the ground?
Me a little bit.
This is warm. My tongue is
What's
numb.
That?
These absinthe shows sure are fun. The poll finds 83% of us approving of how Obama has handled the transition, and a majority say his politics are, quote, about right.
68% approve of this newscast.
That's not bad. I'm going to take that. Nearly half his cabinet choices and two-thirds think he'll be at least an above-average president and that America will be better off 4 years from now. There are some high expectations and a lot of pressure.
There's some high expectations in here right now.
I expect to wake up tomorrow.
Good luck.
I expect somebody to drive my ass home.
Yeah, Tony.
Please. Is it a lovely week?
Thank you.
President Bush had similar ratings when he took office 8 years ago. Today, W's disapproval is at least 61%, higher by other accounts. Another poll
shows... First time... We've been back to Texas since our trip to Africa, and you may recall we went to a park in Botswana.
Botswana!
Yes, sir. Another poll shows most Americans hope the screen door doesn't hit him on his way out. And finally, the triple dog dare has struck again in Hammond, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
The setting for that holiday classic movie, A Christmas Story. In the movie, the little boy's tongue gets stuck to a metal pole on a sub-freezing day. The proper solution is to pour warm water over the contact point so the tongue can be removed without injury. But panic tends to set in, and real life imitated the movie on the 10-degree day they had in Hammond yesterday. And like in the movie, the little boy yanked his tongue free from the pole. The ambulance crew arrived in time to tell the boy's mom, how to care for his bleeding tongue.
Oscar's mom's going to make a sandwich now.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Our thanks to Liz Winstead. Check out her show at the Arlington Cinema and Draft
House. Love her. Do it.
The Draft House. You'll be there this weekend. Check out that show. Really thanks to Lindsay Zarniak with all her sports reporting and her mom, Terry Zarniak. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. Also, thanks to Chad Dukes and Oscar Santana. Thank you guys for coming and doing the show. Jason Vesey, thank you very much for coming on the show.
All the time from now on.
I do want to remind everybody we will not be speaking to you until after Barack Obama is sworn in.
Because we're mad at you.
As President of the United States, and a great day. If you get a chance, I really think you should say a prayer for all those people that survived that plane crash.
Please.
A very happy week on the Mike O'Mara Show. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the I Want to Buy a Ball Gown radio network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you.
Yes.
Roses are red, violets are blue, she better wear a gown.
And so should you!
Wonderful!
We will see you on a Tuesday for the inauguration show right here on this station, wherever you're listening to it. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Good night!
Good night!
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.